This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, as of right now, 67 days until Election Day, and then the heavy lifting really starts the run for the White House in 2016. Between now and then, we are going to see billions and billions and, yes, billions of dollars spent on what the political professionals call messaging. They're going to look a whole lot like campaign ads, but technically, they're not. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Last week, the National Rifle Association, the NRA, kicked off a multi-million dollar ad campaign with a 30-second spot.
Liberals call this flyover country. It's an insult. But nobody insults your life like this guy, Michael Bloomberg, billionaire, elitist, hypocrite.
The NRA says Bloomberg has declared war on the organization and its 5 million members.
Hey, Bloomberg, keep your politics in New York and keep your hands off our guns and our freedom.
The former mayor of New York has pledged to spend at least $50 million pushing for more background checks on gun buyers. But Bloomberg is out of office. He's not running for anything, at least right now. And according to Michael Franz, co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project, that's what makes the NRA's campaign so novel.
To see him be the target of the ad is in many ways something we've never seen before.
In the past, attack ads have tied politicians to other politicians and donors to their campaigns. We've seen that with the Koch brothers and Tom Steyer. But Franz says he believes this is the first ad not tied to a candidate or a campaign.
This is the post-Citizens United world that we live in.
He and others say it's hard to overstate how much the landscape has changed over the last few years. Danilo Janic is a professor of public policy at the University of Delaware.
The way we've organized now since Citizens United, essentially everything is on the table.
Everything and everyone. Ken Goldstein is a political science professor at the University of San Francisco. He says Michael Bloomberg and other big donors are being cast as outsiders.
The message here is that there's something improper about these people being involved in politics, that their money is trying to fool you.
It's an update, Goldstein says, of a technique campaign operatives have used for a long time.
One of the first things one does in opposition research is see if they can tie the other side to someone who is unsavory or unpopular.
What the NRA is hoping, Goldstein says, is that this ad and others it plans to run nationwide will affect how Americans see Michael Bloomberg and the cause he backs. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.